Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. President-elect Joe Biden says his transition team has encountered roadblocks on crucial national security matters. Biden accuses political leaders in the Trump administration of acting irresponsibly. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports.
President-elect Biden says the Trump administration has hollowed out key security agencies of the U.S. government and that political leaders at the Department of Defense and Office of Management and Budget are holding back critical information.
And right now, as our nation is in a period of transition, we need to make sure that nothing is lost in the handoff between administrations.
The president-elect was speaking in Delaware after meeting with members of his foreign policy and national security teams. This is not the first time the team has complained of a lack of cooperation, something the Defense Department has strongly denied. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says hospitalizations for COVID-19 cases in his state have stabilized in some areas, but he says for Southern California and the Joaquin Valley, ICU units have no more room for patients, and that, he says, can have a huge effect on communities, even for people without COVID.
There's the indirect impact. God forbid you have a stroke or heart attack, you have a car accident, or you have other acute care needs. The impact of this virus, this pandemic, is being felt on the entire hospital system, and that impact obviously could impact each and every one of us.
Newsom also warns about a possible surge in cases following heavy travel over the holiday period. He says the state has set up hospital beds in arenas, schools, and tents, but can't find enough people to staff those spaces. The Pfizer factory in Belgium has delayed the shipment of coronavirus vaccines to several European countries by a day. Officials have taken that action because of problems in keeping the doses cold enough. As Terry Schultz reports, the EU started its vaccination campaign on Sunday.
The difficulty in transporting and storing the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine in ultra-cold conditions is hampering the rollout in some parts of the EU. The vaccine must be kept at around minus 100 degrees Fahrenheit. The shipment of doses to Spain and several other countries was pushed back until Tuesday to ensure temperature controls are in place. When the vaccination program started in Germany Sunday, officials found some 1,000 doses had been transported in boxes that failed to keep them cold enough so they couldn't be used. The EU expects to receive 12.5 million doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine by the end of the year. Regulators will meet January 6th to consider approving Moderna's version. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Stocks began the final week of 2020 with more gains on Monday. The S&P 500 climbed almost a full percent, finishing the day at 3,735. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained more than 200 points to finish up 0.7%. The Nasdaq, meanwhile, was also up 0.7. This is NPR News. A white police officer in Columbus, Ohio, who killed a black man while on a call for a non-emergency event, was fired on Monday. Officer Adam Coy shot 47-year-old Andre Hill and refused to administer first aid for several minutes. Hill was walking out of a garage with a cell phone held to his ear when he was shot. He was unarmed and was staying with a friend at the house where he was shot. Coy remains under criminal investigation for last week's shooting. In Colorado, a backcountry skier was killed in an avalanche over the weekend. Maxine Spire of member station KUNC reports that it's Colorado's fourth snowslide death in less than 2 weeks.
The solo skier was found buried in an avalanche near the Continental Divide after relatives reported him missing on Saturday. This is the fourth fatality from avalanches in the state in less than 2 weeks. Over the past decade, Colorado has averaged fewer than six avalanche fatalities a year. Experts say this season's high number of deaths early on is likely the result, in part, of an unusually weak snowpack. Colorado has also seen an increase in backcountry skiing and snowboarding because of coronavirus restrictions at ski resorts. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says avalanche danger throughout the state remains considerable. For NPR News, I'm Maxine Spire in Greeley, Colorado.
A neighbor of the man suspected of setting off a bomb in Nashville on Christmas Day says Anthony Quinn Warner told him days earlier that the city and the world would not forget him. Authorities say Warner died in the bombing. Rick Laud says he spoke with Warner just days before the explosion occurred. Three people were injured in the blast, including one police officer who was thrown to the ground by the force of the explosion. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.